Thanks, Dave, for the introduction. Today, I'm going to present some of our work. Basically, it's kind of a preliminary summary on the development of an environmental phosphorus test of alternative soils. And first of all, I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Yutao Wang, QC Hu, CS Tang, Ivy O'Halloran, Keith Reed, Craig Drury, who's sitting right over there, Tony Bo, Paul Loma, Darren Oates, and John Lozzi, you can see as a big team of the researchers. So since this project did involve quite a bit of work, which you will see shortly. And Ontario in Canada basically is geologically located in the heart of the Great Lakes. In fact, there are about 1,600 lakes which form a very intensive water network. However, on the other hand, there are about 55% of soils, especially agricultural soils, which are either high or excessively in soil test of phosphorus. So that's why that the phosphorus loss from the agricultural land has increasingly become a concern through the phosphorus loss to the water resource. And in 2002, Ontario provincial government has also passed the nutrient management legislation like many parts of the world. And therefore, we have to have our soil environmental phosphorus test method to assess the risk of soil phosphorus for contamination of water resource, and also to evaluate the effectiveness of management practice that migrate the risk to water resource. Currently, we are using the agro-loamy soil test, which is also a phosphorus procedure for environmental tests. However, the question remains that if this method is valid or suitable enough to assess environmental test method, and if not, what should be the way? So that's basically the objectives of this study when we started. For doing that, we selected six major soil series, which are the most soil types distributing in the major manure production areas in Ontario. And the six soil series ranged from very coarse sandy loam to the very clay soil, so that we can cover a bigger range of soil physical and chemical properties. In addition to that, we select 10 sites from each soil series to provide a bigger range of soil test P levels. In specific, we got the soil test P levels ranged from 3.8 to 153 parts per million. So that means the soil test values were ranged from either low responsive or highly responsive from agronomy point of view. And then, so eventually we went to 60 sites across the province, and we collected about 5.5 tons of soil, bulk soil. And also, in addition to that, we collected about 240 intact cores. And for the bulk soil, we used them to do the surface runoff box study by using the US EPA's National Phosphorus Project procedure. And by using the intact soil cores, we did a leaching study. So for the water samples, we collected from both leaching study as well as the surface runoff box, we analyzed the dissolved reactive phosphorus. Then we related the DRP to number of soil test P, which have been either used for agronomy purpose or environmental purpose in some other parts of the world, as well as the DPS, which standing for degree of soil P saturation. So in total, we tested the relationship between DRP and 17 these kinds of measurements. So that means if we count both the leaching and the surface runoff, we should have got 34 figures like that. So I don't think I have time to talk about them all. So what I'm going to show here is, I'm going to show the correlations between DRP and also P, which is one of our major objectives for this study, as well as the first three soil tests, which were best related to the DRP in either surface runoff water or the leaching water. And we can see here for OSOP, with increased OSNP and DRP in runoff increased linearly, and we got R square value of 0.72, which is not bad. But which weren't as good as the other two, which is the water extracted by phosphorus and the degree P saturation measured by using Malic 3 and P over the aluminum and the air. So these two correlations give us a R square value of either 0.89 or 0.90, which are pretty much identical. And for the DPS, I calculated using the water exchange of phosphorus, we go to R square 0.78, which is still pretty good, but not as good as the other two. Yeah, okay, this is for the DRP from the subsurface as leaching. We see here, again, for the also phosphorus, the correlation was still significant, but with a relatively low R square value, which is 0.53. And for the degree of P saturation, you can use Malic 3 phosphorus over aluminum and air, and as well as water extract of phosphorus, we got a kind of a split linear model. So that means the DRP concentration increased with the increase of either form of P and up to a change point above which the increase become much more than below. And again, the R square for these two were much higher than the also as well as very much identical 0.82 or 81. And for the DPS, can use the water extract P, which was about 78. So again, it's not bad. But for if those methods were tested by using 60 sites, and which is still kind of selective, and as a soil test, which should be universal. So that's why we went out again to collect additional samples to cover the soil types which are in Ontario as much as possible. So in specific, we collect a lot of 340 samples. Then we extract the soil samples by using the water extract procedure, and which has been believed by many researchers as well as the results from our study that is a good indicator for soil phosphorus loss. Then we related the water extract phosphorus to the also and other kind of soil test we used before, which again is a total of 17. So we have seen that water extract phosphorus were well related to RSNP with R square value of 0.63, but which were relatively lower than Malic 3, which give R square value of 0.73. And if we look at the DPS calculated using the Malic 3 procedure, which were calculated by the Malic 3 phosphorus over the aluminum, then we got R square of 0.89, which is further improved than the Malic 3 itself. Of course, the air oxide strip of phosphorus was give us a higher R square value, which was 0.94. But this method wasn't sure about us one of the best for the leaching water DRP. So now we can come to a conclusion that dissolved reactive phosphorus concentration in both surface and subsurface flow water increased with increases in level of either soil test phosphorus and the degree of P saturation as respectively in either linear or linear manners. I talk about linear manners here, but I didn't show the data because I didn't have enough time. Amongst the 17 soil test P methods we determined, and DPS, Malic 3, calculated using P over aluminum anode as well as aluminum itself, which is this one, and the water extraction pin, demonstrated that the HR square value with the soil pin nodes. We are both surface runoff and subsurface surface leaching. And one may argue that, well, R square, if you judge the effectiveness of the soil test method as an indicator of soil P nodes by looking at the R square value, which may not be a very fair or perfect procedure, but that's what we have done. And we have figured out another more one way to evaluate if there are really statistical significance between the equations rather than based on the R squared values. So the current Ontario agglomerate soil test P, which is also in P, seems not didn't predict the soil P loss as processed as water extraction P and DPS calculated using MATLAB 3 procedure. If we consider the prediction effectiveness and the analytical easiness, which basically is kind of the criteria to determine the soil test method, and DPS MATLAB 3, which is phosphorus or aluminum along, appeared the most suitable as an indicator of soil P environment test in Ontario. So seems I wouldn't have time to illustrate why I pick up a DPS 3 rather than the other two. But if anybody wanted to know details, we can discuss after. So after all, I would again thanks our Don Sprazzini and Ian McDowell from Omafra, who helped out this project too, and Aero kind of laboratories and some Ontario farmers who are helping us to determine the sampling site as well as the sampling, and also a number of technicians from various organizations in agriculture Canada as well as University of Guelph and so on. And thanks for your attention.